All right, you ready? All right. Even though I'm not really buying it. I'm not here to be happy. Who would like me? Too many people are suffering. Life is too hard. Too difficult.
Too painful.
If I was happy, they'd lock me away. All the ways. I have a whole lot of story on why I can't be happy. What I need to be happy. And it's always over there.
It's always over there.
All the ways. I'm deeply invested in the human experience of suffering. All the ways. I'm learning. I'm contributing through my learning. All the ways. I'm getting so much right. Even though I don't know it. I want to feel. I want to feel. I want to acknowledge the rightness of me. Where I've come from. How far I've really come. That I can think at higher levels. That I can feel great negative emotion and not react from it. I want to see the magic, the power of me from a perspective that I'm getting it all right. That I didn't come here to be born perfect and have all the answers and be Deepak at 3 years old. That I came here to journey, to find what hurts, what feels bad, and then change it on purpose. What if that's what I'm here for? What if that's what I'm here for? I'm going to embrace the uniqueness, the challenge, the delight, the shock of being me. Right where I am. Right where I am. Still believing I'm getting a lot wrong. Still resisting. Still struggling. Still telling my sad story. Still reaching for a bigger paradigm. Because there's a little part of me that knows and never lets go. I'm here to contribute at a very high level by choosing to learn to create from feeling good. And it's happening all around me. Deepak never teaches fear. Tony Robbins has never said a scary thing. It's really happening. And I'm part of the change. I'm part of the change. And I give myself permission to lighten up, to accept my emotional self, my human journey, and have a good time, even though it's scary. Even though it's hard. Even though it's confusing. I give myself permission to experience negative emotion and still trust me. I want to trust me when I'm up, when I'm down. I want to trust me when I don't get it, when I think I get it, when I finally get it, and then realize there's more. There's a whole lot more to get. I want to trust me, even when I'm in a puny human body that can get sick, injured, diseased, dead. I want to trust me anyway. I want to trust me anyway. And that would be so much easier. If when my head was on the pillow, I could put all those negative emotions aside. For the buzzer. For the tapping. For the clearing.
For the healing.
When my head is on the pillow, I invite my emotional self to get on board. Sleep is a wonderful thing. When my head is on the pillow, I invite my mental body, my emotional body, and my physical body to unite and agree. Sleep is a wonderful thing. Sleep is a good thing. When my head is on the pillow and I think the words, my head is on the pillow, I desire to sleep. To sleep deeply, comfortably, peacefully, so that I can wake up and learn how to enjoy this crazy thing called human life. When my head is on the pillow and I think the words, my head is on the pillow, I want to know a deep level of trust that sleep is appropriate, and I am safe in my being, and that I can sleep deeply, healingly, comfortably, to begin another day of this crazy journey where I am learning that it is good.
It is right.
It is appropriate.
It is appropriate
to be me,
even as
a work in progress.
I deeply
desire to know the rightness,
the goodness,
the miracle
of me.